With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. America's incoming border czar is Texas bound. Tom Homan will tour the border today, accompanied by Governor Greg Abbott. Get ready for jam-packed airports and busy roads as Americans head out for Thanksgiving.
Most holiday travelers are heading to their destinations by car, according to AAA. For those who are getting on a plane, they may be delayed by airline staffing shortages. At Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina, several hundred workers participated in a work stoppage to protest low wages. There's an ongoing shortage of air traffic controllers that's expected to last for years. FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker said last week that staff will have to slow air traffic as needed. The TSA expects to screen more than 18 million travelers at U.S. airports between today and next Monday. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli strikes have hit Beirut's southern suburbs ahead of a meeting of Israel's Security Cabinet to discuss a 60-day ceasefire proposal with Hezbollah in Lebanon.
The airstrikes came shortly after the Israeli military issued evacuation warnings for several buildings, saying they were linked to Hezbollah. A deal drafted by the U.S. is expected to be approved by the Israeli Security Cabinet in a meeting later.
That's the BBC's Hugo Bishega. Donald Trump no longer under federal indictment in the January 6th Capitol riot case. A federal judge has dismissed the criminal case, accusing Mr. Trump of trying to overturn the outcome of the 2020 election. The president-elect plans to use tariffs as a weapon in the war on fentanyl and illegal immigration, saying he'll impose stiff tariffs on imports from China, as well as from Mexico and from Canada. On Wall Street, stock futures mixed ahead of this morning's opening bell. This is SRN News. Cuba is persecuting Christians.
After the death of Fidel Castro, things got a little better for believers in the communist enclave, but it's still no picnic. The Alliance of Christians of Cuba has released a new report indicating that the government continues to force all churches to register with the state and breaks up house churches, imposing big fines on pastors. In fact, the Cuban authorities have imposed nearly $45,000 in fines on Christians this year alone. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Hampshire school district officials defending their decision to punish two parents for wearing wristbands in protest of a boy playing on a girls' soccer team. Kyle Fellers and Anthony Foote sued the Bow School District after being banned from school grounds for wearing the wristbands at their daughter's soccer game in September. The no trespass orders have since expired, but a judge is deciding whether the plaintiffs should be allowed to wear the wristbands, carry signs at upcoming school events. This is SRN News. What is going on with egg prices?
Prices are not as high as 2 years ago. Current prices are up. Emily Metz with the American Egg Board says the egg industry sees its highest demand in November and December. But this year, the prices are being affected by more than just usual demand.
Unfortunately, this has been a very challenging year for egg farmers because of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI.
Anytime the virus is found, every bird on a farm is slaughtered to limit the spread of the disease. Metz says that so far, egg shortages at grocery stores have been isolated.
Keep calm and crack on. You're going to have the eggs you need for Thanksgiving.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Biden administration planning to loan $6.6 billion to Rivian Automotive to build a Georgia electric vehicle factory. The startup automaker couldn't meet production targets and rapidly burned through cash. More details, SRNNews.com.